We've been talking about in the morning service, walking with the Lord. As Enoch walked with the Lord and he was not, God took him. You begin to realize that as Hebrews chapter 11 says, that God was pleased with him. Why was he so pleased with him? Because Enoch wanted to be with God. God longs to have that relationship. And so there are those that, in many respects, especially as you go through the Word of God, become paragons to us, of those that would be drawn to God. What does that look like, to be drawn to God? So we open up the Word of God and we see these that do this. And what are the rewards and the benefits? Well, Scripture says that God gives greater grace, greater favor. What does that mean? Well, to realize that you can realize the presence of God in your life and experience that walk in a very real way. So real that, Enoch was actually taken up. I was thinking about this last week, and Doc had come over yesterday, and we were talking about these kind of things. And one of the things that I saw in his life was, I just want to be closer to God. I long to be close to God. And in many respects, God places people within our body to inspire us to walk closer with God. We begin to see that zeal, that heart, that desire to draw to him. What we were talking about, interestingly enough, was how he got there. And we're not going to go through his whole life today. But what I wanted him to share was where it began. So Doc, come on up. Doc is actually his real name. His parents wanted to name him after the doctor that actually delivered him. They couldn't find out his name, so they just said, we'll name him Doc. Right?
Good enough.
Right, good enough. Close enough. So so we have a Doc with us. And Doc, we were talking about specifically that event that brought you to the Lord. And I think what I was taken back by was you really had not had a lot of people sharing with you the truth of the gospel. But it was at that moment in which this tragic event happened in your life that you knew exactly who to call on. So tell us what happened.
Well, 1966, I was 16 years old. I was part of a family of seven. Never in my life at that point had I ever heard the word love in my house. But I was seeking something. And I guess I just wanted attention to be accepted by people. And so it was kind of a preparation to get there, because God takes care of everything. He creates us with certain situations that make a difference our whole life. So back to 1966, I was playing organized baseball, fast pitch baseball, 85 mile an hour, hit me in the temple. Instantly, I was laying on the ground. Later on, I found out I was bleeding to death internally. I slowly lost my senses as I laid on the ground. I'm telling you an afterthought of what really happened. Because what happened to me when I was laying on the ground was, I stood up, my head spun, I went back down, and I immediately called on God. I can remember the words today, which were, forgive me for everything wrong I have done. And almost instantly, a peace came upon me that I continued in that conversation with God. Now I'm laying on the ground, passing out, slowly. It took 10 minutes. The ambulance came, took me to the hospital. But I remember saying to God, the last words were, if you so choose that I live, you know, use me for the rest of my life. I want to live your way. I have no idea where that came from. Honestly, I hope that it inspires you for every time you witness to somebody and you think they don't hear you. especially Vacation Bible School. How many times children hear these things and they just let it pass? But they may have that same experience that I had. The continuation of that is what God did. I was brain dead for 20 minutes on the operating table, which basically means if you live, you're a vegetable. The doctors came out of 6 hours of surgery and said, if he lives, he will be a vegetable. 32 hours later, my brother was standing over my bed looking at me, and I opened my eyes and said, hi, Danny. The hospital went crazy because they couldn't figure out what was gone. I think they said that the doctor said, well, he's going to live, but he's going to be in the hospital for 3 months, and it's going to take him a while to adjust. I was up walking out of the bed in 3 days. I walked out of the hospital in 8 days. I was back on my surfboard in 5 weeks. So people say, you've had this masterful thing that's happened. Why? Because God has never let me forget that that happened for a reason. And the reason I see now is because he wanted me to search everything that he teaches us so that I would have a love in my heart for him. There's nothing that inspires people, lifts them up, than to see somebody that loves the Lord and has an encouragement in them. One of my favorite Bible verses that came from college is 1 Peter 3:15. Sanctify the Lord Jesus in your heart so that you are always ready to give an account of the hope that's in you. When I first started walking and learning how to become a Christian, God kept taking me back to the first part of that, which is sanctify the Lord Jesus in your heart. And I wanted to do everything for the Lord, and he slowly brought me through that by teaching me through every experience that without his love, I'll never be able to be what he wanted me to be. So that's really where many experiences. I want to share one with you because about my parents. My parents went to church loosely. You know, they'd go Christmas or Thanksgiving or something. And they didn't go to a born-again church, you know, maybe a Catholic place or a Unitarian or whatever. But the part that inspired me was that God put on my heart to pray for them. And I shared Christ with them at the age of 16, and I basically was disowned. They thought I was crazy, so I really was an outcast in the family. In 2003, my parents, in their 80s, said, we've decided that you're the best person of all the siblings to take care of us. We'd like you to take care of us because we want to live at home as long as we can and die at home. They ended up buying the house across the street. And I took care of both of them. My mom died at 90 and dad died at 94. And the most amazing thing to me was, I mean, my father was a battle. He was a retired Marine sergeant. And he had wanted nothing to do with God's love. But every day God empowered me to share that love with him so that the last 4 months of his life, every day, he said, I love you, son. He came to know the Lord through the love that God put in me, not what I could do. It's amazing how he works that way. And that's what's so inspiring to me today. You know, at 75 years old, I spent 2 hours with an 84-year-old blind lady yesterday talking about the Lord. Why? Because that's what gives me the greatest joy. And it's God's love that does that. So loving God is the most important part of our walk.
Amen. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it. Father, we give you thanks for those that you bring into our midst and that encourage us to to draw near to you. Now, wonderful it is that this could actually happen. Lord, we pray that you would not only touch our hearts today, but that you might change our way of thinking. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.